Hello and welcome back. This is episode 6 of Tonse 5G Plus, giving you a complete summary on the top developments in 5G, enterprise 5G in the Indian market, and key global events that might have an impact in the sector. My name is Sridhar Pai, and if you like this episode, please feel free to subscribe and do share with your colleagues and friends. Major stories for this week: enterprise 5G heats up as L&T follows Adani Group into the enterprise 5G sector licensing with a twist. Why private 5G will now become a testbed for big tech, says Rakuten CEO Tariq Amin in his visit. Moving forward, we have another story on what we call license karma. What goes around comes around. This will be an interesting one. And of course, we'll end with a quick few updates on 5G trials happening in India. But first, L&T jumps into the enterprise 5G space. We last week reported that Adani Group's entry into the 5G spectrum auctions stirred a few hornet's nests as a lot of interest crept up and there was some anticipation about possibly causing concerns for the MNOs who are traditionally the owners of this space. But we'll come back to a little more about these details shortly. But in the meantime, let's talk a little bit about L&T and what brings them here. For those that already know and those that do not know, L&T Group is a large Indian multinational conglomerate with $21 billion revenue as of last year, 25 subsidiaries, 118 joint ventures, 330,000 plus employees on its rolls, with large interest in EPC, construction, heavy industry, infrastructure, shipbuilding, financial services, IT services, and defense and military. L&T has expressed interest in the enterprise 5G space and already publicly announced that they have applied for enterprise 5G allocation for their Mysore campus, which is a fairly large campus with multiple production facilities. L&T will also has expressed that they would want to deploy the enterprise 5G use cases in multiple group companies as well as the parent company, which is the Larsen & Toubro. If you remember, this company was actually established many, many years ago, about 1946 or so in India, in Mumbai, by two Danish engineers. So it's global in its spread and outlook and has operations in several countries worldwide. L&T Technology Services is going to front-end this, and the enterprise license for captive use actually allows this. Excuse me. The key here is, of course, L&T's way of applying and deploying the 5G spectrum will be different from what Adani is doing. In that sense, this is important to highlight. Adani's approach is actually to participate in the public spectrum auction, and they have gone ahead and made the application for it. But L&T will get it the administrative way. So we have actually two broad ways in which 5G enterprise spectrum can be acquired. And this is called Captive Non-Public Network, CNPN. And the way that will be, the key difference between the two is that if you're doing it through the public spectrum, a public auction of the spectrum, then you need to go by the spectrum rules, where you have to show your net worth, and based on your areas of interest, what we call the LSA or local service areas, specific amounts of spectrum will become available for which you have to bid, and a proportionate amount has to be deposited. It was the last date for that was July 19th, and those amounts have been already deposited by Reliance Jio, Bharti Airtel, and by Adani Data Networks for the Adani Group. The other way to acquire spectrum is what we call captive enterprise own use, which is something the government will issue to companies that have a net worth of 100 crores, which is roughly 14-15 million USD. And this will be not for public use, it will be for private use of the enterprise for the given application, for the given location. And that application has just a basic license processing fee of about $900 or so. So that is the kind of spectrum that L&T has applied for. So clearly it is for internal use, and it is not necessarily for going public or offering services to other corporates. At least this is the scope of the network as of the license as of now. The enterprise 5G license actually is sitting on a huge opportunity, and one needs to understand the scope of that opportunity today. By some estimates, it appears that about 40% of potential 5G revenues would actually come from this space, which is the enterprise spectrum. And rough estimates at this point indicate that about the Indian corporate or enterprise 5G opportunity is, of all sectors included, is possibly in the 150 to 200 enterprise networks large. That is the size and scope at this point. However, DoT has said that they would like to do a separate demand study and come out with actual numbers and maybe even pricing at some point. But at this point, it looks like this might be the size, and the large corporates that are interested in this space, including companies like ITC, L&T has already expressed and applied, TCS has expressed intent, as well as many other large corporates that are either looking or considering acquisition of this. Considering that we have a large industrial production base, this should not come as a surprise to India. And at this point, according to GSA, there's about 780 to 800 enterprise 5G networks that are currently live worldwide, and India will be joining that bandwagon very soon. Now, there are a couple of twists to the enterprise 5G licensing that are being requested, some changes or enhancements. One is to try and run the application as a service, possibly allow that to happen, to also allow these enterprise 5G networks to connect to the internet in some fashion and scope with some restrictions perhaps, and also allow a single license for multiple locations for the same enterprise to make that possible. So that if an L&T is going to deploy it in multiple locations for internal use, you do not have to go through the entire process again, but just add new locations or subsidiaries and then pay the appropriate fee. This is the update on the enterprise 5G side from L&T, and so let's move on now to the other quick update on what Adani is up to. From the last week news and developments, what we heard was that Adani has already made the EMD for the acquisition of the 5G spectrum, and it's clear now from the amount of money they've put in, which is much lower than what Jio or Airtel has put in. Therefore, it's very clear that Adani will probably not look at a pan-India participation at all, and is only looking at the key areas where their physical infrastructure assets are based and their large operations are, which is Maharashtra, Gujarat, and Andhra Pradesh, where their ports and airports are, seaports are, and then large infrastructure projects are currently ongoing. So this might be actually a reprieve for some of the for Jio and Airtel, because it may not in that sense be a direct competition in terms of pan-India. However, the gate is still open, and down the road there are ways that this could be circumvented. So that is something we'll look at separately. In terms of the actual deposits made by Adani for EMD for 5G spectrum, the amounts indicate typically traditionally in India, I think from the EMD perspective, the ratio is about 8.9x to 9.2 or 9.3x of the amount of EMD that they will actually apply for in terms of getting the spectrum. So that looks like a much smaller number today. So we believe that Adani is not currently looking at a pan-India play. Moving forward, let's chat a little bit about Rakuten. Rakuten CEO and former VP of mobility, I believe, for Jio, Mr. Tariq Amin, was chatting about the Indian opportunities. It's extremely, extremely bullish on how large the Indian enterprise 5G opportunity could be. He also states that a very interesting possibility and is that the big tech, which is fundamentally the Google, Amazon, and Microsoft, particularly, which are actually big players currently in the network transformation space for telcos globally, will actually find enterprise 5G as a very interesting way to enter the space. And this is very understandable, and I think one has to agree. And he also mentioned clearly that India might actually be a key beachhead for these kinds of operations to happen, because all these large big tech platforms are already deeply committed to India. They've made investments in Jio and Airtel and so on. they also have a large developer base and the opportunity market, as we just discussed, if it's 150 to 200 network type size, I think the big tech is going to really go for it, all guns. In the meantime, the other partnership approach that Rakuten is likely to take in this space is going to be working with system integrators like TCS, like Tech Mahindra, like Capgemini and others. So that model is likely going to become prevalent in India. And it's very clear that in some ways that development is certainly going to happen. This is because companies like Mavenir and others who are already in the Open RAN space are also actively involved with some of the telcos, as well as Rakuten, which is not just having a development center in India, also setting up a 5G lab, which is likely to open sometime in early part of 23. And they already have a team of about 2,500 engineers, R&D, who are working both from Bangalore and Indore offices. So Rakuten is very likely going to become a key driver for the Open RAN model, which they already are. But the point is, the Open RAN model will also manifest itself in a slightly different form in the enterprise 5G. And so if the Open RAN model starts appearing in a variant, in the industry variant, and that'll be driven by big tech, which is Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, and so on, along with system integrators in the enterprise, you have a killer combination of players that will actually develop specific modules. And with almost all these players having global footprint, it's very likely that some of these models become enriched, entrenched quite deeply into India, and then it'll get exported to global markets. So that's something we are expecting to happen. Very likely that will happen. And let's move on to what else we have for today. And we will now move to some more enterprise 5G play stories. One, I have news that Airtel has successfully trialed the enterprise 5G in the test spectrum that has been awarded by DoT. So before any new technology comes in, an actual spectrum allocation happens through the spectrum auctions. Test spectrum becomes available. One has to apply for it, and there's a certain process for it. You have to get permission from WPC and then go through the DoT to get that approval. So certain bands called test spectrum bands are allocated to you for a specific cause, and you have to define that, and then it'll be allocated for a certain period of time. Airtel has gotten that and has been able to actually successfully drive multiple manufacturing industry 4.0 type use cases with Bosch in their Bosch manufacturing facility in Bangalore. And we know that much of this was towards automatic optical inspection, the AOI application, where a physical inspection of fast moving products in the manufacturing floor are actually remotely done through fast automatic optical inspection, where component defect is detected through an electronic eye. And this is done remotely controlled and then sent to an AI/ML server, which in this case was done for testing surface mounted devices in the shop floor. So that has been a successful use case. It appears that some other use cases for low latency and ultra high reliability were also tested by Airtel/Bosch manufacturing engineering team in this 5G test case. Just to put it on record, Airtel has also successfully done this with their 5G rural test cases, which they tested, I believe, in Chandigarh last year. And some of this was also done using what was likely one of the largest, one of the first cloud-based 5G gaming case studies, which was tested in India sometime early part of this year. So those are the key developments in coming to you from India in the last 7 days. Just a quick recap. One is L&T, a large Indian multinational corporate house, joins the 5G enterprise play. And Adani has clarified from their EMD deposit that the focus will be on limited local service area operations and interests, and not necessarily pan-India. Rakuten hints that creating enterprise ecosystem is going to be enterprise ecosystem for 5G will become one of the top priorities, and a cool and easy way for big tech to start experimenting with in that space. And Airtel's continuing to trial more and more 5G use cases for the enterprise, including manufacturing, healthcare, and gaming, as well as rural wireless. So that's all we have for now. If there's anything else, feel free, in the comments, feel free to drop it in the bottom of this episode. And do not forget to log in again next week. In the meantime, if this is of interest to you, please feel free to share. Signing off, take care and good day.